Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, and welcome to Don't Stop Us Now. I'm Claire Hatton.
And I'm Greta Thomas, and we're on a mission to help you achieve your goals.
We're all about sharing the secrets of the world's most innovative and pioneering successful women. Hear their uplifting stories and practical advice right here.
Yes, right here. And if you're enjoying this podcast, then why not sign up for our newsletter at hello@don'tstopusnow.co. And keep listening for this week's latest episode. Hello, greetings, and welcome to this week's mini episode all about the power of branding today.
Indeed. When we had the iconic designer, author, and podcaster Debbie Millman on the show last year, she talked about how branding has evolved in the past decade to become much more positive and influential in society. She described it in a historical context that really stuck with us, and we thought it was so important we had to share it with you again now.
Exactly. You know, understanding how branding and content, for that matter, have been democratized and how they can be harnessed for good and turned into social movements is really important, not just for future-proofing our careers, but also for future-proofing our planet as well. Citizens and consumers have much more power than they did just 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. And Debbie is a global authority on brands. She co-created and teaches a master's in branding at New York School of Visual Arts. And she, more than perhaps anyone, understands that appreciating the power of brands is important for all of us. Here's Debbie now.
Branding is one of the most significant disciplines in our culture. And I think that the condition of branding and the condition of design really reflects the condition of our culture. Everything that we do now impacts the planet and our place here on the planet. And so I try to imbue my students with the notion that branding is the manufacturing of meaning. And we have the opportunity to create movements now using the very tenets of branding that have been primarily reserved by the corporation. And now, because of our use of technology, because of our skills in communicating as citizens, we have the opportunity to use those talents to remake, redesign the world that we're living in to create movements and change. So the work that I do at the School of Visual Arts and the branding program that I've created helps students understand the role that branding has in our lives now, the particular components of branding that are key to mastering in an effort to really create powerful brands. So cultural anthropology, behavioral psychology, business strategy, economics, as well as creativity and design. And then ultimately, how to create powerful brands that can live in the marketplace in ways that don't harm people.
What would be one of your favorite branded movements as an example for our listeners?
Black Lives Matter, certainly. We understand the visual language of the movement. We understand the hashtag. I think that's powerful. I think another really powerful one is Me Too, where the pink pussy hat has all the classic characteristics of a brand. There's a color that you can identify and a shape in the hat. You can look at that, and that hat telegraphs all sorts of affiliations and attributes. And those are the key characteristics of a powerful brand. And so while it's not selling anything, a brand doesn't need to do that anymore. A brand is a collection of impressions that result in understanding what they stand for. And so we can do that now as citizens and make change in the world that we want to see through the use of a classic brand language.
It's really fascinating, actually. Until you talked about how branding has changed with technology, I hadn't consciously really thought about it. And it's actually incumbent now on all of us, isn't it, to understand how to facilitate branding for good.
That's where it all began. I mean, we started mark making 32,000 years ago in the cave walls of Lascaux, where we were documenting our reality and we were recording our experiences. Those marks helped to develop the visual language of that time. About 6,000 years ago, our ancestors began to design telegraphic symbols to represent beliefs and to identify affiliations. And these symbols, which became our first religious symbols, connected like-minded people, and they're all rather extraordinary, and many of them are still living today. And those affiliations allowed us to feel safer and more secure in groups. And then that sharing created consensus. That sharing amplified the use and created consensus around what the symbols represented. But those symbols were all created in what I now refer to as a bottom-up manner.
It's fascinating, really, isn't it? That branding today, in many ways, is returning from where it began, which is created by the people, for the people, versus being created and marketed to us by corporations.
Yeah, I know. I found Debbie's quick history of branding really illuminating. And, you know, the fact that we now have social media as our way of spreading symbols and messages like Black Lives Matter and Me Too really is an exciting turning point where citizen power, if harnessed wisely, has the potential to create so much change for good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I think just, you know, we're all aware of that citizen power, but I hadn't thought of it quite in the same light as being branding as Debbie described it so eloquently. And I think that's where it gets really exciting, particularly for marketers to work out how do you use this part of branding for good in a corporate context too. I also really like Debbie's point that branding is the manufacturing of meaning and brands have the power to unite us, not to divide us. And that's so important.
Too true. Yeah, absolutely. And it's so good to hear Debbie again. You know, she's such a legend.
Oh, she certainly is.
Well, that's this episode done and dusted. If you're enjoying our podcast, it would mean so much to us if you would just tell a friend or rate and review our show.
It certainly would. Now, we'll be back next week, but in the meantime, stay safe, have fun, and ciao for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.